That was Safia. There's a little bit of delay, but she came through. Okay. Now let's go to Jerisa. You couldn't hear? Okay. We'll bring her in. Safia, let's try this one more time so we can get people hearing you. Say what you said again, please, ma'am. And then we'll have our call on Jerisa.
Okay. I said, we pour libation to recognize our ancestors and hope that they will be with us throughout the rest of the day.
Mook, mook. Did y'all hear her? Yes, I could hear you. Give her some feedback, please. She's saying, could you hear her? Fire that text chat up. Come on now, get the cobwebs out this morning. Okay, Jerisa, who are our ancestors? And why do you think we pour libation?
We pour libation to remember our ancestors and to captivate their spirits.
All right, great. We definitely want to tap into their spirit and bring it to us. All right, with that being said, who wants to lead us into libation this morning? Mama Fua, would you like to lead us in libation this morning? If so, you know, all it takes is I think Jerisa could pour and you could lead us. Now, if you don't want to, I know I just sprung it on you. We can just roll on and I'll assign a day where everybody gets a chance to lead it, whichever is your pleasure. Mama Four, please respond. Do you want to do that or you want to pass today?
I'd like to pass today, and maybe tomorrow I'll do it.
Excellent. Nasha, would you like to lead us in today, or you want to pass? Come on, let's step up.
I like to pass because I really was only at one libation ceremony a while ago for Kwanzaa, but other than that, I haven't really done it that much, so I don't really have that much experience doing it, so kind of still learning it.
Okay, folks, let's do it. I'm going to lead it today. Just wanted to ask you, be ready to lead in the pouring of libation. Right now, I have the water, okay, and we're going to pour it to our ancestors. And so, let us begin. Please breathe deeply in and out. And let yourself get rested and think about the ancestors that you want to be with you today.
Good morning. Thank you for
those that you want to be with you, that will help you have a wonderful day in math and science and all the subjects you'll be studying today, that will help you have a wonderful year, that will give you a sense of purpose. First and foremost, let us pay homage to the Creator, to God. African people call God by many names. By whatever name you choose to address the Creator, please do so now. And let us say Ashe. All right, now I want to also first start by pouring libation to W.E.B. Du Bois for his wisdom, for his example of scholarship for our people and for the world. For W.E.B. Du Bois, I say Ashe. And y'all can type in the text chat, Ashe. And then I'm going to pass the mic to you, and you can call out someone's name, and we will say, I will pour, and we will type Ashe. One more for me, Brother Amos Wilson, another scholar warrior, for his undying, relentless, persistent scholarship and service for our people. I say Ashe. Okay, now I want you to also at this point call out the name of an ancestor. I'll hear you. I will pour as you call the name of the ancestor. And when you say Ashe, we will follow you either on the by typing in Ashe, and then the next person will take the talk now button and call out the name of an ancestor. Let's move it.
There's a touch. I remember Dr. Kenneth Robinson, Bermuda's first chief education officer who fought untiringly for quality education in Bermuda's public schools. Ashe.
Okay, keep it going. Azakar, you seem to come on, but I didn't hear anything from you. Keep it rolling. Okay, let's keep it rolling. Azakar, you're going to have to do some work on your system. Jerisa, you're next. Naja, you're next. Nasha, you're next. Safia, you're next.
Daniel Brown, Advocacy Force for Freedom, Equality, and Freedom.
Ashe.
Ashe.
There's a text, Ashe.
All right, Ashe. Nasha, you're up next.
I remember Henry Sylvester Williams from Trinidad, who helped to unite African people and start the Pan-Africanist movement.
Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Now, when we're doing it, please, in addition to calling the name, do as Mama Fua and Nasha did. Please call the name and say something about them, unless you already know that we know them. Call out the names and call out something about them. And of course, if you call out the names over the time, you can say additional things about them, and that way we get to know them. The more we give to the ancestors, the more they give to us. Okay, I think that's Ife and Safia. You've left. Okay, you must still be having difficulty.
I thought Ife was supposed to go before me. I'm sorry. Cleveland, Washington. He's my grandfather. He passed like 2 years ago.
Ashe. Okay, Ife. Both Ife and Isaacar are troubleshooting. And that's fine. Thank y'all so much for participating. We will continue this. We will get stronger. We will get spontaneous. Please think about it ahead of time. Because we begin each day with this, and we're going over here, but we don't have a guardian set up right now. So we still have some time before our first class at 9 o'clock. But this is an important part. We're typically going to take 10 minutes, so you got to be the class. I encourage you to log in at 8 o'clock and test your microphone. Just log in and press the Talk Now button. See if your picture comes up. See if your voice modulator moves so that you will have time to do troubleshooting. So that when it's 8:15 and time for libation and pledges and commitments, then that's what you want. The commitment today, I won't ask us to go around with it. I want us to commit today and every day to doing your best work. And I want you to think about it. Am I today doing my best work? This came from Barbara Clark. After Malcolm X had passed, Barbara Clark was in his bed, and the spirit of Malcolm came to him. And the spirit was sitting right on the end of the bed, and Barbara Clark was feeling sad because he was a good friend of Malcolm, and he was a researcher providing Malcolm with powerful information that Malcolm, of course, then would put in his speeches. And Barbara Clark asked the spirit of Malcolm, "What should I do? What should I do?" And Malcolm's spirit, according to Barbara Clark, told him, "Do your best work. Do your best work." And that was his direction. And that is a direction for us. I want you to commit this day and every day at Aya Educational Institute for doing your best work. Not your shoddy work. Not your I can get by work. Not your I think I can do this work. Not, let me see if I can look up something on the internet while I'm supposed to be in classwork, but your best work. So what I want you to do is to everybody to make the commitment and just come on and said, I commit today and every day to doing my best work. That's the commitment I want you to make today. All right, I want everybody to do that and on the Talk Now button out loud. You're making a commitment to the community, to yourself and to the community. I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
I commit today and every day to do my best work.
Okay, keep it rolling, please. Keep it rolling. Make your commitments.
I commit today and every day to do my best work.
Okay, I'm not hearing from Nasha and Safia. Ife is still doing some troubleshooting. Please come on, let's do this quickly.
By the way, cousin, maybe you didn't hear me, but I went on, but I'll say it again. I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
Mook. That's what makes us the best. Okay. Thank you so much for this, for participation. Our morning ritual, you will also, we will have stories and poems that you create sometimes others. So as we go along, we'll ask you to create read a poem, either one that you've written or one that you found for our morning ritual, or a short story that can be told. I mean, a short story. Okay. Maybe a proverb, but we want your voices participating in this. Always a commitment, so think about what you want to commit to based on what you need to do on that school day. One additional piece, think about what you need that day. If you're needing some support that day, okay? If you need people to be particularly kind to you because there's some things going on in your life, if you need to be pushed because you're procrastinating a little bit and you want people to challenge you that day, then think about asking for what you need in order for you to do your best work. Ashe, everybody clear about that? Think about asking for what you need. All righty, that is so important. Okay, now during this time, the students, there are students who are in a cluster and they actually are circled around and they're going through libation, and that will continue and that will grow as we get more and more. And we will also have guardians and people to come in during the first 30 minutes to teach you something that they love and that they're good at, okay? Now, I'm not going to do that this morning because you probably know. I'll do some of it sometimes because I'm not going to be teaching, or less and less I will be teaching. We're still working to replace Mama Ashe, who had to go to work. So you may have to endure me for a little while until we're able to get a replacement for a couple of classes. But anyway, I will spare you with everything that I love and care about for right now, although you are bound to get it. And that's just kind of what happens when you come to IE Education Institute. Hope you don't mind so much. So what we're going to do is we start at 9, and I'm going to give you a 15-minute break because we don't have someone. But we got some exciting stuff coming for you in Bermuda. I just learned Mama Fua talked to me about a woman who does a project called Living Memories. We're going to ask her to come on and share with us some of the living memories. Let me just tell you, Mama Fua, would you just tell people a little bit about what that is, what she does? So that they can be in anticipation. We don't know when she'll come on, but we're sure she's going to come on one of these mornings or afternoons.
I'm very happy to share with you about Living Memories. It's a friend of mine who started this program 25 years ago, and then for 12 years they stopped, and just recently, last month, they asked her to come back on again. It's a program where most of the senior members, they're in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, call in, and they talk about old Bermuda. If you came to Bermuda now, you wouldn't realize that we had a train station that used to go throughout the island. Sometimes I wish we still had it because we're overpopulated with cars. And these people come in, they have vivid memories of how Bermuda used to be. And I find it very, very connecting for the community members. So we will ask her to come on and share with us some of the things that she's doing in living memories.
Excellent. And that may be a project that one of you may want to duplicate. To have living memories come from your area, Cincinnati, Georgia, Philadelphia, where you also interview elders and have them record their voices and edit it and have it as a part of a language arts presentation for yourself. So you can ask her a lot of things about how she does it and what she does and that kind of thing. She's on her way. We don't know exactly when, but she's going to come in. And so you can look forward to that. Alright, right now let me give you a break so that you can stretch a bit and drink water. Always please drink a lot of water. Stretch, please do some exercising. Oh, real stretch. I'm not, you know, like that. I'll get our music all fired up for us. And you're going to go, I want to make sure that, does everyone have, now right now I'm just going to help you get going to your classes. So if you already can go to your classes. If you already got all the rooms downloaded, goodbye, take your break, do you know where you're supposed to be this morning? Let me pull up the schedule. If you already know where you're supposed to be, take your break. If you don't know where you're supposed to be, then hold on. I'm going to pull up the schedule for us and get clear about it. We're into the first period right now, and we're going into our second period, and that's Fundamentals of Math. Okay, Fundamentals of Math, taught by Brother Balagun. Is everybody clear? Now, if you are not in Fundamentals of Math, I want you to go there anyway and let him direct you in terms of this is going to be your break period, and so you haven't been assigned projects yet. But just go there if you haven't met Brother Balagun, and so that you will be in your during your break, and we'll. Trust me, we'll fill that up. But the Fundamentals of Math, and that will be in the Sankofa Math Room. Is everybody clear? Does everybody have the link to Sankofa Math Room? Aini or Debbie?
Okay. You too.
Okay, I've just synchronized you. You can click on Naja. You'll see the first one. Sankofa Math December 2008 conference, click on that and install it. And then you know, once it starts installing, log out of this room. Sankofa Science. Now if you already got this, you know, you don't have to listen to this. Isakar, you want to basically download all of them. Sankofa, the one that says Sankofa, you already have the public room. So just go to Sankofa Math, Sankofa Science, Sankofa Social Studies, download it. So that you can be in those different rooms as you need to be. All right, I'm stay here if you have any question, Isakar or Kanke. Kanke, you already have them on your computer, so you don't have to download them. You can just log out of this and log into Sankofa Math, take your break, and you're done. Jerisa, I think you have them all, but please check it. And Mama Fool, I will be here. Nasha, you can take your break as well. Welcome, Ife. Have you? How's your sound? Testing 1, 2, 3. Ife, can you hear me? Great. It's break time. Want people to take a break before their class. I'm asking people to go to Sankofa Math with Brother Balagun. It's a Fundamentals of Math, and everybody won't be in that class, but if you haven't met him, you get to see him and get clear about what your schedule is. If not, you have a break. Now, that break is not a play break. That break is a study hall, if you're not clear about what you're supposed to be doing in math, go there anyway, even though you may not be in Fundamental Math. But if you met with him yesterday and you're clear, fine. Then you can log out and have a good time with this break. Please drink water. Please stretch. We want you to be physically fit. Okay, now Issachar, Niger, and Mama Four, do you have the Sankofa Math room loaded? Okay. Alrighty. Have you started? Have you clicked on Sankofa Math December 2008, Niger? Good. All right. Well, once it starts loading, you can log out of this. Yes, you can log out now. Very good. Same for you, Issachar. Mama Four, tell me where you are. Issachar, how's it going, brother? Mama Four, if you need some help, let me know. I'll come in through TeamViewer and help you out.
If you can hear me, type yes.
All right, family. It's 3:33. All right, I want you to take a little bit of well, we're getting ready to go, so if you need to stretch, just stand up and stretch. You just came right out of Brother Balagoon's class. There's usually a little stretch break. If you need to do that, we're going to be closing out in 10 minutes. So just stand up, stretch. Let's bring this day to a wonderful, wonderful end. It's 10 minutes. Do know that we're going to have your individual schedules all worked out after this week, and so that you know what classes you're taking, what classes you're auditing. Your instructors will have homework and projects for you to do starting next week. So for those of you who were stressing out that you are that you have an hour and a half on your hands, don't worry. Please don't worry. Tell them, Nasha. Tell them not to worry. Some students were stressing out that they had some time on their hands to do nothing. Ha! Tell them, Safia. Don't enjoy it. That's right. Don't worry. Be happy while you can. You will definitely have enough to do. Let me just get Teresa in, see if I can get her into the in here. So we have everybody that needs to be in here. Folks, we're going to be, you know, closing out together. I want you to, we're going to give thanks to the ancestors for being with us this day. So you can do that as you wish, and you also can say anything that you learned today or you relearned today or that you enjoyed. Please, let's do that quickly. Anything that you're thankful to the ancestors for, anything that you learned or that you relearned or that you enjoyed.
I'd like to thank our teachers for all the help today and teaching me and reteaching me certain things today, mostly math and science. I'd like to thank certain students for helping me get adjusted to the school, and that's about it. Thanks. And I'd also like to thank the ancestors for keeping us striving today and strong.
I had a great day today. It was very fun. Yeah.
I had a great day today also. I enjoyed the environmental science class and the pre-calculus class as well, and the introduction into environmental science and the refresher on pre-calculus. And also, I'm thankful for the hour and a half study halls, so I know I'm going to make really good use of that when we do get our homework. I appreciate that. And I also appreciate Brother Balagoon and Baba Kissa, and I'll see you guys later.
It's been a pleasure being here with everybody today. Thank you for the experience. It's a great first 2 days of my school year with Aya.
I'm thankful for the fun day today and the teacher's patience.
Mama the Bantu, I really enjoyed the little parts that I were able to listen on with Bala Bagoon's math and science class. I learned a lot about how he puts the class together, and it was very inspirational for me in terms of how I will be able to deal with my class. So thank you very much, Bala Bagoon, for the great teacher that you are and you continue to be, and appreciation to all the students who were so attentive to his class.
Yeah. Mom.
This is Mama Sharifa. I am Nija and Ivachar's mom, and I just wanted to say that I am very thankful to this experience that my children are a part of, and it's really a nice blessing to take the back seat and see them enjoy and learn from other elders. Thank you very much, Baba Wakesa and Brother Balagun.
I want to give my appreciations to all of you, to all the parents that were present, to all the students, and to all the instructors. This was, in my opinion, a very wonderful day. I certainly had a lot of fun with the presentations in the classes that we had. I hope that the discussion that we had earlier on how to be a good math student and how not to be a good math student will sink in. Perhaps it's the most important lesson of the year for everybody. This has the potential to be a great year, and I have high hopes for every one of you. You all are very brilliant, and you have impressed me today with the various different answers that you've given me in our discussions, and I look forward to a wonderful week and a semester and a school year ahead.
All right, folks, has everybody gone? I want us to end with, let me first think, anybody else need to go before we end with one of the pledges called I Am. I want to say I appreciate you very much. I appreciate the parents. I appreciate you, all of your students, very much. This is starting to be a wonderful year. The start off is fantastic. So I'm very happy about that. And y'all just hold on, you know. So let's start right now. I've synchronized you to a page. You can, in the right corner of that little area, you can either download it or you can expand it, and it'll expand that page. And this is what we have to learn, okay? Let me know that you can see it. Make sure that everyone's there on the same page. Okay, click on the link in your own browser. Click there. Is it blank for everyone?
Not blank for me. When you guys say blank, is it all the way white or just blank?
Mine is up and I have it out.
Okay, I'm also sending you all a file. It's a PDF file. Let me know when you got it. Okay, all right, Nasha. I'll see you in the morning. See you in the morning, everybody. It's 3:43. Let me know when you get this file or if you can see it. Appreciate you, Nasha. Appreciate Mama, Vineka, and family, everybody. Baba. All right. Let me know if you're receiving this file, please. Type in the text chat if you're receiving a file. No. All right, and I'll put it up one other place so that you can get it. All righty, this is amazing, but here we go. There's certainly more than one way to skin a cat, and so we're going to go and skin it another way. I think I need to come up with another metaphor. I really do, and I think I will, but let's go, and we'll put it there. Okay, so now I can go and I'll get another place. All right, now try that one, please. Try that one. See if it comes up in your browser or if it downloads for you. Let me know when you can see it. It's I am. You might print it out and start practicing it. Okay, I'm going to read it and your job will be to memorize it and practice it and memorize it. You didn't get it, Safiya. All right, Safiya, I'm putting the link right there. Try it again. Tell me what happens. Okay, family, does everybody got it and have it now? All right, I'm gonna read it so we can get out of here. I am alive. I'm conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. Now, I'm going to pause right here because this is what a Zulu father or parents would take children about your age, middle school age, and take them away from the village, away from the town, away from the city. And they would teach them this. This is the heritage. And this is found in a book called Conflicts of Minds by Ngubane, J.K. Ngubane. And there are 8 pages. You only have 1 page. So now, let's hear who I want to read the next one. Issachar, would you read the next paragraph, the next section? I don't understand this blank, given that I sent you. Did you download? Click on that link right here. You should be able to download it. Okay, we'll work on that. Safiya, step forward, please. Read the section, I'll grow the use of crutches, and read it like you mean it. Read it like your life depends on it. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to run. I'm going to give it to you. We are over time. And this is what you are to memorize. Okay, this is what you can print out, and this is what you can begin to say. Okay, and you'll be saying it in the morning, but your job, it will be to memorize this. If there's any time that you don't have class, I will expect you to be memorizing this, committed completely to memory, exactly. Don't mix up any words. This is one of the pledges. So when you go places, then you're able to quote this as a part of the Aya way, a part of the understanding from our ancestors. And we're going to talk about what each one of the words mean, and each one of the sentences mean, and each one of the sections mean, so that you really thoroughly understand. Okay, so with that, we're going to leave. I'll stay here for anybody who's having difficulty getting this. But right now, I want to say to you, it's been a great day. It's been a great beginning of our school year, and I look forward to talking to you and teaching you and moving it forward every single day until we restore our people to our traditional greatness. Ashe, ashe, ashe o.
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 I'm glad you have some enthusiasm, Bakari, but it's to be enjoyed but not played with, son. Ashe really means, and so it is, and so it is done. It is a statement of power. Enjoy it, but please don't play with it. Okay, everybody, take care. See you in the morning, 8:15, right back here into the same room. Issachar, let me know if you still don't have that file. Safiya, let me know if you still don't have it. Naja, let me know if you have it.
I'm trying to get it. It's not really doing anything. I got it says files transferring, but it's not doing anything with it.
Okay, I've stopped that transfer, but here's what I want you to do. I've synchronized you to a list of files, okay, index of Aya. I want you to go down to one that says I am. It's near the bottom, and it's iam.pdf. And click on it. It's about 13, 14 from the bottom of the page. Okay, Isocore, it's about 13 or 14 from the bottom of the page. It says iam.pdf. See it? Try it now. Okay, Isocore, talk to me, brother.
Okay, I downloaded it, but I'm not sure what's going on with it. I guess I might not have, like, the software or something to open it with.
All right, I'm going to put it up one more place. I'm going to put it up on the wiki page. And you can just sign in and go to files. When you're there, under pages and files, I'm going to upload a file, and it'll be there. Well, I got to do it outside of the room, conference room, though. All right, let me just show you another place where you can go. It's coming up. All right, Isocore, if you scroll down to the section where it says documents, and you'll see the first document. Well, hello. Where you see documents, Isocore, document, the first one, iam.pdf. You can't see it. Scroll down past the image below movies to the section says document. Well, what's up, Ife? Mom's been trying to get you. Isocore, do you see it? Naja, do you see it? On the document, iam.pdf. Ife, just hold on a second. I'm going to talk to you. Isocore, Naja, talk to me, please. You might go out of the room here and see if you can get it. Out of the conference room. The link that I'm taking you to is drop.io/WakesaMatsumoyo, HTTP. And drop.io/WakesaMatsumoyo. If you go there, that really ought to allow you to see it. Let me know if you got it. It's called iam.pdf. Okay, talk to me, Naja and Isocore. I gotta go. So let me talk to me now. Let me know what you got, or I'll email it if you can't get it either of these ways.
Can you please email it because it's not working?
Okay, I'll do that. Take care. All right, so I'll email it. You and your brother log out for right now. Thank you all. Take care. All right, Ife, stick around for a second, please, ma'am. All right, Ife, what's up, babe? What's been happening?